Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 24, Bulawayo and Pretoria 27, Rustenburg 30 degrees. Kasatu is calling on the Electoral Commission and the police to urgently investigate allegations of forgery by the MK party. The party allegedly submitted fraudulent signatures in fulfillment of the candidate nominations requirements. A criminal complaint has been filed with police. Here's Kasatu's Matthew Parks.
The IEC and the police need to act swiftly to investigate these reports, and if they are true, to take action, including sanctions against the culprits as per criminal laws and the affected party as required by the Electoral Act. They need to take the nation into confidence as a matter of urgency, with elections due to take place within 4 weeks. What we can't accept is for criminals to make a mockery of the Constitution and the rule of law any further.
The deadline to submit comments on the sustainability or suitability of candidates nominated for the position of Chief Justice and Deputy President of the Supreme Court of Appeal is on Thursday. President Cyril Ramaphosa has recommended Deputy Chief Justice Mandisa Maya for the position of Chief Justice. The position will become vacant at the end of August this year, when the term of office of Raymond Zondo comes to an end. City of Cape Town's Disaster Risk Management Centre says the fire that started in the early hours of Sunday morning is still active, with the fire line visible on Table Mountain. The fire is still high up in the Orange Kloof and Fernwood area and far away from properties. Here's the city's fire and rescue services, Jermaine Connelson. The government is calling on Israel to allow the freedom related to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza, emphasizing Israel's obligations as the occupying power. This will come as the International Court of Justice orders Israel to facilitate urgent aid provision to Gaza, citing the region's dire circumstances, including the onset of famine. Yes, Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya.
Any action taken to impede the passage of the Freedom Flotilla will constitute a further and egregious breach of the two binding orders of the ICJ issued to prevent irreparable harm to the rights of Palestinians protected under the 1948 Convention.
And rodeo workers in America have helped recapture zebras that escaped their trail and trotted past diners in Washington state. Four zebras being transported to Montana had escaped their trail about 40 kilometers from Seattle and galloped through a neighborhood, including passing diners eating brunch. I'm Chanel September. More news in Afrikaans at 11.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up.
Hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
Woo!
There's a
tornado.
Tornado in my city.
In my city.
In the basement.
Basement.
That ain't pretty.
Pretty.
Rugged whiskey.
Rugged whiskey.
We surviving.
We surviving.
A break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah.